Macmillan Audio presents Ganymede by Sherry Priest, read for you by Eduardo Ballerini. Nor must Uncle Sam's web feet be forgotten. At all the watery margins they have been present, not only on the deep sea, the broad bay, and the rapid river, but also up the narrow, muddy bayou, and wherever the ground was a little damp, they have been and made their tracks. Abraham Lincoln, from a letter to John Conkling, August 26, 1863. Chapter 1. Croghan Haney sends his regards, but he isn't up for hire, Josephine Early declared grimly as she crumpled the telegram in her fist. She flicked the wad of paper into the tiny round wastebin beside her desk and took a deep breath that came out in a hard sigh. So we'll have to find another pilot, goddammit.
Ma'am, the air yard's full of pilots, her assistant, Marilyn Quantrill, replied.
She leaned back in her seat and tapped her fingers on the chair's armrest. Not pilots like him.
Haney. He's a colored fellow, isn't he? One of the Macon madmen?
Yes, and he's the best flyer I know.